tell me about this black magic. I mean, do you conjure up things? Do you have potions and things like that?
Black magic works in the level of the extension of your own power, your own soul. Let's say that someone smited you, like they went and took your little girl, and you can't find the little girl, and you don't know or whatever, but you find this suspect, and you can't get to him, okay? This is how black magic would work.
Because he's protected by the law, you mean?
Protected by the law. He's got gates. Your daughter is dead. You can't get to him.
All right.
Okay, now this is all hypothesis. I don't know if you want to go here. Do you want to go here?
No, let's pick a different gate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, well, I was giving you an example of how black magic works. You just make that person fall off that stool. It's sympathetic. You maybe get to obtain some of his hair. He falls under a car. You know,
does it work?
It does work.
Is it like voodoo?
It could be, but it's more advanced. You know, just like we have remote viewing, which is actually the ancient art of clairvoyance, okay. You could have.
All right, so let's say a guy really, really does something to you.
Okay.
You get a piece of their hair or something. What do you do with it?
You would conjure up a ritual. You would utilize certain symbols, certain dates.
Is there a book for this?
I've written them. Yeah, there are books.
Okay.
And books, but you do a lot of it from memory, incantation, location.
The Book of Black Magic would be one.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, Les Treatise de Magica Noir, perfect example.
Is that Latin?
No, it's actually French.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Baudelaire, who is a satanic poet. But yes, I would obtain something of theirs. And if I have that, they're done.
This would be the intent to hurt them, kill them, what?
Intent to kill.
Really?
Injure, yeah, maim.
Have you done that to people?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they realize who's doing it to them?
Usually don't, no. They do not.
And do you ever pull back, or do you just keep going after them?
There's very little fine line. If someone, when I'm talking about it, I really have to be crossed, for example, someone have to take advantage of me or try to do something.
Right.
And to be honest, I haven't had to do this in a long time.
Would you be considered a vigilante?
For myself, I'm not necessarily going out of my way to cast spells for others, no.
Okay, so this is just people who have done you harm?
Possibly, yeah. And some groups of covens that have needed assistance with certain things.
So had our executive producer decided not to put you on with me tonight, you might have...
Not at all.
Got a little
No, I like her. She's fine. I would never do that for something this petty.
But you could.
I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I told that woman her fate.
How long does it take for that to work?
Probably within 7 days. It begins... You would find the machinations beginning, and it would culminate and usually end in certain circumstances.
What would determine, Winter, the tragedy and the scope of the tragedy, whether it would be a fatal car crash as opposed to a stomach ache? What
True
determines
enough.
That?
It's anything. It's anything that goes wrong. It's tripping in the house and hitting land head first into that glass table. It's the brakes not working when you need them. It's sliding around that bend and finding yourself pushed off the road. It's a lot of things. It's utilizing the dark forces. It's the hags of the night.
I guess some people have done this to others, and they might not even have been aware of it, merely by thinking about it.
Projection,
yeah.
Yes.
That happens.
And it goes on. And once, you know, if it gets released, it just continues. It goes on and on and on.
And why is this growing now?
People are waking up as the church edict dies. They're not going to the Christian church or a lot of other churches. Judaism is dying. Their race is dwindling. People are turning to newer things. We had a New Age movement throughout the 60s. It was under the banner of the occult. Now they're seeing it for what it is. And it's growing exponentially. It's growing in odd areas of the world.
Is this Church of Satan, is it organized at this point?
The Church of Satan was organized. It doesn't really become, it doesn't come into the public spectrum.
Does it have bricks and mortar?
It does not.